Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
When Paul was under house arrest in Rome, he wrote to the Philippians and referred to two godly men who are examples to all of us. First, he mentioned Timothy. Listen to Paul's wonderful tribute to this young man.
"For I have no one else like-minded who will genuinely care about your interests. All seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know his proven character, because he has served with me in the gospel ministry like a son with a father."
Without doubt, Timothy is a great model for all of us. I know he is for me. But Paul also referred to a man by the name of Epaphroditus. Paul identified him as his brother, co-worker, and his fellow soldier. In actuality, Epaphroditus was probably the lead pastor or elder in the church in Philippi, who was sent by the Philippians to visit Paul in prison. In fact, he nearly died delivering the gift that this church had sent. As I said earlier, these two Christian men are examples to us all. They stand out on the pages of the New Testament. They indeed demonstrated Christ's attitude of unselfishness, humility, and self-sacrifice when he came to become the Savior of the world. He modeled these qualities. So here's the principle to live by. To help Christians understand and imitate Christ's attitude of unselfishness, humility, and self-sacrifice, we must be spiritual leaders who model these qualities.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.